It's 7 o'clock on the dot. What time is it? What time is it? The night 7? Oh, it's 1:20 on the clock. Wait, damn, that shit don't make sense. But anyway, welcome to the Uncensored Podcast with Tumbo Black Moses. I mean Tumbo, not Black Moses. That nigga ain't here no more.
He need to be here.
Right. You know, old people, you know. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
I'm all right.
We good. How you doing?
You know. Living a dream, chilling.
That's good.
You know, I got school, the hustler.
What up, though? Fried, been a motherfucker.
Hiding draft titties.
Higher than giraffe, nigga. Like, I'm damn near higher. Like, I'm so high, I'm like, damn near Jesus ankles. Mm. Hawk balls, eagle titties. I'm that frat right now. What y'all got going on?
None. Just chilling. What up? Just chilling.
Nothing much for real. Just taking it one day at a time. You know, being careful. You see a lot of these cops out here. They pulling people over left and right.
Fuck the police.
Yeah, they is.
A lot going on out here.
But I don't even like to talk about the police, because I don't want, you know, I got expired tag. I'm
nigga, me too.
I'm still.
And license.
Hey, I just got expired tags, nigga. So I don't want no ill form. No weapon formed against me. Nah, I don't need no police behind me, dog. Fuck that.
Man, nigga. Oh, my gosh. I got my homegirl, Alex. You know, she was on the episode, How to Lick the Gooch.
Yo. Alex in the joint.
How to Lick the Gooch. Did you figure it out?
No. I don't.
Oh, no.
My homegirl licked the gooch. My homegirl.
Yo, homegirl licked the gooch?
Yeah, she licked the gooch.
I don't want to meet her.
She come on that. She comes on next episode. She got a podcast called Juiced Up Podcast. She's gonna be on. She's gonna be on. I'm reading the comments. Somebody just said she's gonna be on. Her and her homegirl Jasmine. It's gonna be a real interesting episode because you know I was on that episode Tuesday.
Oh, I know that.
We were talking about relationships and all that stuff and marriage, and you know that asked me. They asked me, you know, how I feel about marriage. I said, that shit sucks. Don't do it.
Sex don't... What you mean?
Shit sucks. Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Get married.
You still talking about this shit?
Yeah, you
know what I mean. So don't get married because the sex sucks?
No, the shit sucks. Like, marriage just
sucks. Marriage sucks? Yes.
I recommend girls get married, but I recommend dudes not to get married.
Why you recommend women to get married?
Because it benefits y'all.
Hold on, wait a minute. You recommend females to get married, but you don't recommend dudes to get married. Why? Yeah. Because you're a dude and you're married.
Yeah. Don't do what I do.
So, but you ain't gonna get a divorce.
Huh?
You gonna get a divorce?
See, why you gotta talk about my thing when I'm on Facebook?
Because you the one that opened that can of worms,
yeah,
man.
You opened it up. You said it.
Okay, we'll talk about that in the car.
Nah, I'm not gonna get divorced.
Boy, when you get home,
my wife gonna beat my ass. Really, nigga?
Definitely about to get in trouble. But, like, I don't know. I mean, you know what? Like, marriage.
Uh-huh.
I would want to get married, but I gotta make sure, like, she ain't cheating. Like, in a certain form, I ain't gonna lie. In a certain form, not because, like, who I am or nothing like that, but in some form, I have an insecurity a little bit because any woman I choose, I think is beautiful and can fuck with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So I'd be like cautious. I just got to know, like, if the communication right and all of that, you know what I'm saying, and you've been rocking with me for some years, then yeah. Other than that, I can't get married. Like, it's a thing, like, it's like, how many girls met your mama? Three or four. Have you met?
Three or four.
Right, but still, you just freaky. But anyway, I got
You say you date both?
Yeah, I got that vibe when you came in, but go ahead.
How the fuck you get a vibe that I'm freaky?
Hey I have this topic in this. I got to think about auras. Like, I
you,
feel...
No, Key, you one for one right now. The old girl, the last one. You one for one.
I'm good on auras.
So how did that make me freaky?
You like both? That's a freaky, freaky. I enjoy it. If you... Hey... Who am I to stop?
No, go back. Like, okay, back to the subject, though.
Uh-huh. No, my mama has met probably two people that I dated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My mom met four. My first wife, second wife, my high school sweetheart, and she met my side bitch on an accident. But that was my mama's fault, so that really don't count.
See, my mama on some real shit, women that I've dated, my mama maybe... She maybe met two.
Two?
That's it. And it's because she dropped me off over there. It wasn't like, I'm bringing nothing like that. I don't know. It's just like, man, like, and that's been like since shit. I was little, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little bit old school, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to if we go really be together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't want to break.
And half, like, since the last few years, half the women that I've dated stayed out of town.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, there was no way. They ain't even one step foot in Michigan, but ain't nobody know. But we went somewhere and she did right back out. Oh, look at
Damn, why you look so bad? Who you about to shoot?
You looked at me like you wanted to fight.
You want to fight?
Yes.
Don't come in here with no, yeah, see, aura.
Don't start, won't be none.
Look at you.
I'm freaky and you ain't
angry. No. I like your aura.
No, she just who she is. Crump, weird. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I don't really like let girls meet my mama.
True.
Because I gotta know you rocking with me. If you ain't rocking with me, I don't wanna look stupid and nothing like that. I ain't gonna be the uncle that's bringing a whole different girl to the family reunion every year.
Oh, I got new girl.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I thought about, dog? When you get to a family reunion and you late, I'm sorry, I don't mean to get upset with this on this podcast.
Go ahead.
So, you get to a family reunion and you late, right? Everybody fixing their plate. Uh-huh. What's the first question you go ask?
What you mean?
Who cooked the macaroni?
Okay.
Yeah.
I say, who made the potato salad?
I was like, you gonna spit that?
Yeah, because like, okay. And then you ever see somebody like give you a signal like, don't eat that potato salad? Like, it's like a motherfucking baseball signal.
Or you can look around and look at everybody's plate like, wait a minute, nobody got no macaroni and cheese?
Right.
Oh,
you know Pearl made that. Pearl made that potato salad.
You know she got cats at home.
You know Pearl got roaches.
You know she got cats.
Why is it a raisin in here?
Y'all haven't had that raisin?
Hell no.
Man, listen. Let me tell you something. I dated a couple white chicks. And
so that's true?
One time I went to like four different Thanksgivings with white folks and they all had cheesy potatoes.
Really?
Cheesy potatoes are
green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Why do the fuck they make that?
I don't know, but it's like mayonnaise with like half cooked potatoes and some cheese on top. I don't fuck with that shit, dog. You making cheesy potatoes, I ain't coming to your Thanksgiving. Green bean casserole.
I like cheesy potatoes. I had cheesy potatoes
before. From like made by Caucasians?
No, my niggas.
Oh, right, yeah, see that? You have cheese with potatoes in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. If you his best niggas, that's cheese with potatoes in it. White folks make cheesy potatoes.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be different. Like, motherfuckers put onions and shit in them bitches. Don't be cooked. Like, nigga, no.
I got raw ass onions in this.
Then they give you a big ass helping of it, like, hey, here you go. You know, I don't want that, Mary.
Yeah, my throat hurt now.
Hey, that should be terrible, dog.
But yeah, like I was saying, why I don't recommend it is because it benefits the man, woman more than the man with marriage.
With marriage, yeah. Okay.
Like, as a business partner, if you go into a business, somebody tell you, you gonna put more majority of the work and money into this business, but if y'all break up, she get half of it.
Bring her in. Tell her. We talking
about marriage. Why I don't recommend it, but I recommend females to get married, but I don't recommend males to get married.
So I'm just trying to figure out what that's the whole contradiction.
No, females can get married.
So females get married to another female.
I don't give a who you marry. I don't give a who you marry, but
y'all the only niggas that's left. When I was like, true. Girl, girl.
That thing that the game had,
or was that that thing you were talking about on Facebook? I be stalking your Facebook when it pops up. I'm sorry.
I seen the game had that same start.
That is wine.
Oh, you said that wine?
Oh, that's wine. Oh, okay, man. Never mind then. False advertising.
But no, the reason why I ain't say the whole hook like, up. That's, oh, like nah, man. That shit.
I would like to get married, but I gotta know she the one, man.
That's hard though. Females know how to get a nigga, but do they know how to keep a nigga? Not all females. Females don't know how to keep a dude.
They know how to get like, him. Okay, you know what? The dating game now is just like totally fucked. Because.
Say what now?
Females know how to get a dude, but they don't know how to keep a nigga.
Because of social media.
Entitlement. They feel entitlement.
Love and hip hop. Blame all that bullshit.
Hey, we can blame whoever, but they feel entitlement. Yeah. Like, you gotta. They feel like you their daddy instead of their husband or partner. You gotta take care of me. No, I don't. That's your daddy job. I'm not your daddy.
See, that's
okay,
the thing,
and some
though,
niggas be feeling like females is their mama.
But they, we call them. But no, but we days. Shame them niggas for doing that
they
shit.
They want you to.
We man, y'all girl be killing niggas for that shit.
What? Y'all do be want mamas.
No, I'm just saying, though.
Which we don't know why.
But y'all kill y'all niggas for that.
Wait, why, what you mean by that? What you mean by that? Niggas be want mamas in a relationship.
Some niggas act like they can't hold their all as men, and they just try to tear women down because they want them to play that mother figure.
Yep.
And once a bitch play that mother figure, excuse my term on that. But
oh, you call them bitches.
No, you real. Go ahead.
But, you know, once they start showing that shit, y'all niggas just be on some other shit. And that shit just be going left with y'all. Why is that?
It comes from, I'll tell you this, where it comes from. It comes from the upbringing.
Okay, so I respect a nigga if he tell me this. You know, I had a fucked up life. He ain't really got to go into detail yet because y'all ain't really that talkative on type of shit like that unless y'all really fuck with a bitch. You feel me?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, therefore, I'd rather you tell me that so then, nigga, I can kind of know how to work with you. I ain't going to try to treat you like no female, but, you know, I can kind of know, you know, you ain't used to this and that. But don't treat me fucked up, nigga, because of your upbringing. Niggas got an issue with that shit.
Yeah. But see, like, yeah, it comes from the upbringing because, like, one thing, like, my folks, my pops, to me, he wasn't shit. You know what I'm saying? He just like, I'm glad that he brought me in this world, or he looked up to my mama, whatever, it was fate. Anyway, I was raised by all women. So like, each female, you know what I'm saying, in my life, put something in me far as like, this is what you supposed to be as a male. You know what I'm saying? Like my grandma, I cook, I clean. Sometimes I couldn't go out on Saturdays without motherfucking
doing a chore?
Yeah. Like doing something like folding my fucking sheets or clothes or making my bed right, just so you know what I'm saying, just stuff like that. Then she used to cook, and I used to be in this kitchen with her also. You know what I'm saying, like learning how to cook things. Facts. I can make a motherfucking peach cobbler. I can make all types of bullshit. You know what I'm saying, just because of the shit that my grandma put in me. Also, she said, "Baby, you might not find nobody that could cook." You know what I'm saying? When you get grown, so you need to learn these things yourself. So she taught me and my grandfather, you know what I'm saying, how to do things. So I bring that to a relationship. So I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm treating a female like she my mama or nothing like that. Now, I'm not very aggressive. I'm passive. You know what I'm saying? I don't be on a whole bunch of bullshit. I'd rather, like, just chill. So she may take that like I'm on some, a pushover, I say. I ain't a pushover because, shit, you make me mad, I'm going to cut your ass out, then I'm going to leave. You know what I'm saying? Quick, and I'm gone. And I don't leave, like, going across the street. I leave, like, going to another state. So, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I'm pissed off. I'm out. I need to go chill in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So, like, I think I bring more to relationship. And you got to be down. I ain't getting married. Unless I see that I really like you. Like, I really got to like
you. How old are you?
Me? I'm 41.
How much, what you looking for?
What I'm looking
for? What are you looking for that you're not seeing?
As far as the female?
Yeah.
Right now, females want you to
And are you allowing her to be that woman?
I ain't got no woman, so I just...
No, I'm just saying, when you dealing with a woman, are you allowing her to be that woman?
Yeah, I'm allowing her, but she can do whatever she want to do.
It's going to take you to get about, like, 62. You going to settle down.
62?
That's a good number. That's a good age.
Hell no. If I'm 62.
I'm fucking with you. Don't listen to me.
And I ain't got no woman.
You like, that's it?
I'm 62? 62 and I ain't got no woman.
That's where you headed.
Well, you don't look
better. Right. It's like
you can.
Right. I don't look like I'm 41. Right. But I'm saying, though, like, 62, I am Viagra and I am traveling.
It's like a headache to me, though.
I'm
like,
trying to do all types of shit.
Like, just like seeing relationships and like just the bullshit females say. It's like not all females tumble, not all females, like 88.3% of them.
88.3?
Yeah.
You say what now?
88.3% of the females be saying some bullshit.
But that come with the territory with women. We emotional creatures, and y'all just gotta get with the program of that.
But why though? Y'all know that.
It ain't no motherfucking why. First of all, we got a menstrual.
we
carry life. You gotta think about that shit, and it's a lot of shit that women endure. Not saying that men don't. Not saying that men don't. But you would never understand that. You would never. You understand what I'm talking about?
You know what? Some females get mad about, like, I need $100.
I don't got it.
Hold on. Hold on. I be like, I don't say nothing. I just be like, okay. And then she'd get mad if I just don't say yeah automatically. Because you've been dealing with them niggas that's going to cash out to blow your back out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, them the type of bitches that you need to stop dealing with.
But, I don't deal with them bitches no more.
I got a question. No more.
Females, I've learned.
I see most. I mean, like 90% of females are like that.
Let me tell you something. If I'm fucking with you, and I don't ask you.
Somebody said, fuck wedding bells.
That's what I'm saying. See, I ain't the only ain't shit nigga.
I mean, my nigga ball said, fuck wedding bells.
But if I'm fucking with you for a year, say I'm not asking you for shit. You just doing regular shit. You probably pumping my gas, putting gas in my car, shit like that. I'm cool with that. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not asking you for nothing. I do feel like maybe every now and again, nigga, you can give me something. I shouldn't have to ask you. You should do what you feel like I deserve.
Okay, but if I don't feel like you deserve shit at that time, like not on no disrespectful shit, like.
No, that's fine. Like, I don't feel like you deserve nothing right now. But niggas is kind of different. It ain't no rush. But some bitches is the, you need to do this to show that you really fuck with me. Or if you ain't going to spend this cash, you got to show like. Some women do feel like that.
I'm not your daddy. Like, that's some shit your daddy should do. I'm not your father. Yeah. If you want to marry your daddy.
See, with me,
I don't supposed to take care of shit.
In a relationship, I'm your handyman. You know what I'm saying? What you need fixed, baby? I'm okay, babe. You need the lights up, bam. You need
no,
paint.
Hold on. That don't have shit to do with being a daddy. Because as soon as you come to your father and your daddy knows that you are fucking with somebody, he's gonna look at you like, "What's up? Why you not ask? Why you can't ask this nigga for something?"
Oh, yeah. But why do I suppose to? Cause we fuck with each other. No.
Okay.
It ain't a time frame. It should be a time frame.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, it ain't no, oh, we fuck with each other. You gotta do this. But in the same hand, I said, babe, you gotta do this. No, I ain't doing none of that shit. No. Y'all want a 1950-year-old dude? Y'all want that standard with the 1950 with your granddaddy used to do? But y'all want to do the shit your grandma used to do?
That I can agree on.
That's my whole thing.
A lot of women now, I'm going to say girls, but a lot of girls now, they are different. They're not women for real. It is fucked up, but
they had no room.
That shit go from upbringing as well. Like, okay, y'all upbringing it come from an emotional standpoint, and then you got some women that shit show. Like, you can actually see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. They ain't cooking. They ain't cleaning. They ain't doing this.
Ain't fucking nothing.
I got a short story. I'm about to just sum it up. So I know a little chick. I ain't gonna say her God. Name because she could be ever listening. But
Rachel.
She looked she looked like a clean, decent girl. You feel me? But she looked like a clean, decent girl. But you feel me? She basically fucked niggas in hotels. Like not even hotels, motels. Let me keep that fucking.
Oh, so, like, a Motel 6.
Maybe a little bit lower than that, but maybe a little bit lower than that, but we ain't gonna go there right now.
Does it get lower than that? How low can you go?
It possibly can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can rent a couple rooms in a day for like an hour and be out.
But one of my homes, he Delicious. Smashed, and she didn't wash up after they smashed. The next day, she got up, she washed up at the sink, and she went and got her hair did. So you know what I'm saying? Like that's not ladylike.
No. Be a proper hoe. But you know, be a hoe, be a nice hoe.
You know, guys, well, she we just talked about like this last year. Guys complain about women and their hygiene. Like they
listen. Ladies,
and a lot of women don't drink water.
You ladies, have to drink water. That water, that cranberry juice.
Yes.
Number one reason I them am fruit, a situational them vegetables. Conditional.
I mean your pussy was screaming for it because of me.
Okay.
I'm a situational.
You see the flames in the back? That's how that shit be. In the pants, out the pants. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Coochie be flaming with some of these.
Coochie be flaming.
Coochie, you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful.
That's a hot waffle.
Hey, you ain't never went to the bathroom after a female?
Wait,
what are y'all talking about?
Listen, let me tell y'all something. You hit that shit on the nose too. So I had to scoop my motherfucking seat back. I might slide out there. The baddest bitches, I'm going to say this
female
shit.
Hygiene.
The baddest bitches that niggas fuck on, and I work at Chrysler, and I'm going to say this shit. The baddest bitches that niggas
I heard about Chrysler.
And adore. Adore, nigga. Like, they act like these bitches are celebrities. I done went to the restroom after some of these hoes. You hear me? I'm talking about coochie on screech. And I'm talking
coochie
about
on screech.
Saved by the Bell.
No, I smell some shit that stuck with me the next day. Like,
I females be like this for real?
No, y'all niggas be liking that.
Wait, hold on, they smell hold on, like wait, armpit. Hold on. Y'all blowing my mind. Y'all it say the girl, like the baddest bitches smell like.
They are like, how the fuck do you let y'all, like, it smells so bad, an older lady came in, like, y'all young bitches don't wash y'all pussy. And I'm in the bathroom, like, I'm laughing, like, no, I wash mine, bitch, like. Speak for the bitch that
like
just
that,
about it.
You gotta eat some, that's that fruits and vegetables.
Wait, hold on, so wait, let me get this right. The baddest bitches that the niggas baddest, adore and beyond.
Oh my
coochie
God.
Coochie smell like people's
coochie
fish market.
Smell like,
not even fish, it's yeah. like worse. Like,
it's worse than fish?
So it's like the rocks, it's like the rocks deep
elbow pad. But like real shit, people don't understand that they need to drink water, eat their fish and vegetables. Detox, workout, get your exercise on. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
People be so chemically unbalanced.
That's that just, like for true. Real. I remember I was at work and me and this dude was like talking. We was talking about drinking water. Dude was like, "Yeah, I don't drink water. I drink one. I drink a
coochie on screech,
a soda a day or something like that."
Saved by the
bell. Saved by the bell. They were like, "Coochie on what?" Coochie on screech.
Dude was saved like, "Dog, like people don't drink water and stuff." They like, "Oh, I drink a soda a day. I don't need to drink no water, nigga. If your body's mostly water, why the hell you don't think you're supposed to drink water?"
Yeah, I drink water every day at work. I mean, that's the main. Well, I'll take that back. I drink it at work and when I first wake up in the morning.
I had a crazy nigga tell me.
I wake up in the morning and kill two water bottles.
Yeah.
I got a water backpack. I got my Camelback, and I crushed that shit.
Yeah, I feel you.
You putting that bitch out in the morning drinking it though?
I drink water at home. Like I drink.
You gotta keep that water.
That alkaline water.
I had a crazy nigga tell me. He said, "Man, your body made of 75% of water. So what the fuck I'm drinking water
somebody
water
said,
from?
"They the nastiest one of them bad bitches. Them bad bitches are nasty."
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Like, dog. My girl named Wiz said, dog. Like, coochie on screech. Like, that's terrible.
I never, back in my heyday, I never came across, like, bad vagina.
Like, you remember the clothes? What I tell you about the clothes booty?
But my nose is always stuffed up too, as well.
Yo, so. You ain't hear about
that's
the clothes booty?
For you.
Okay, yeah, like my nose saying, is like, nigga, I got hitting it from the pipes. Back, and he like, okay, when you hit you having sex, like that little
push back.
Yeah, she ain't closed booty. So that push back gives like a little air. It comes up, then it comes straight up to you. So like one time, like I was in the middle of the huckabuck, and
the huckabuck. All right.
You know what I'm saying? And I was getting the ricochet coming back. And,
the ricochet.
Yeah, and the air wasn't that pleasant. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. You know, I almost went on soft. You know what I'm saying?
Are you serious?
You almost gave it a gummy knuckle. So.
Love it. I fucking love it. All right.
You ever heard of a gummy knuckle?
Gummy knuckle.
I grab over her booty cheeks and I
you closing it.
I close them.
So shut the back down.
So the air started going down.
So I had to finish. You know what I'm saying? So I kept going.
You nasty though, but I feel you though, brother. Hey, you are in there.
You on it? Yeah.
You had closed cheeks.
You gotta do it like that. It's like
you doing the whole, like you do the
Rockefeller. Yeah, almost a Rockefeller, but just you gotta close it all the way up and keep going and turn your head and think of focus on something.
But
that only had like
that don't make no sense. Did you fuck her after that?
No, hell no.
Oh, yeah, he did. He hit.
No, that the one and done Draker.
Do you look at girls' booty holes?
Man.
Okay, listen.
You see, I wasn't trying to get on that phone. I was trying to go this way.
We had an agreement,
yes.
Oh, what was it?
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Oh, an agreement. I don't know. I'm sorry, y'all.
She said.
Go ahead, man.
Nah, I ain't telling you. Y'all got an agreement.
No, we were saying that we ain't going to be talking.
Talk about sex for two episodes time. At least. Yeah. No, or one episode.
But I had to just tell, y'all went to the Screech Coochie. So,
but it was all health. It was all health.
It was, and still health was in my thing with the closed booty. Like she probably, you know.
I didn't know y'all. Bad bitch didn't do nothing.
I'm sorry. I might have hit a screech coochie. You know what I'm saying?
You hit a screech coochie.
I didn't want to.
Was it the booty or the?
But she no, no she no. It was no. Nah, I don't know. I don't back dope. No duck butter on me.
No, I'm saying no duck butter from her butt or.
I don't know where it came from. But
yeah, truffle butter.
Listen, stop. That's making me traumatized. Every time I see her in a grocery store, now I'm gonna look like you got truffle butter.
Y'all seen is his name Black Rob Pass?
Yes.
Yes.
But he was old. Yeah, he was old though, wasn't he? He was like.
But it looked like he was about to have a turnaround, and then bam. Yeah.
The white man did it.
My thing is, how these artists don't have no money?
Nigga, especially when you work with P. Diddy, he robbed your ass.
That's what I'm saying, though. He like, how are you getting away with this shit?
It's contract. You got in the contract.
DMX, he still take care of his kids while he was alive. DMX did. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. DMX if you fuck with had P. Diddy, that shit. Well, you know what?
He still get airplay, so he got royalties for sure.
Yeah, and the movies. Yeah.
And now Beyonce and Jay-Z just bought all his masters.
I heard that wasn't true. Yeah, I heard Def Jam spoke out and said that wasn't true. Yeah, I heard that wasn't true.
Maybe not, because maybe Swiss still got something to do with Def Jam, so that's probably why that didn't work out.
But... Yeah, you work with P. Diddy, your ass getting raped.
Oh, yeah. He started with the locks.
Physically. You hear me? Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, he started with the locks, and the locks got out of that shit, dog.
Yeah,
that motherfucker. Boy, that's what We Are the Streets. Y'all can hear that album. You can know about P. Diddy from there, and them locks tore them niggas up. Or tore his ass up.
Yeah, that nigga.
Pause.
Nah, it just don't make sense. All his artists, look at all of them.
Dead, they ended up dead or in jail, found Ally, or joined a...
found Ally, top of shine.
Yeah, found Ally, and then went to a cult. Like, God, niggas went crazy.
Day 26, Danny Kane, all the motherfuckers.
All the motherfuckers making hits.
Yeah, making the band.
Making the band. The motherfuckers making hits, and next you know, I'm done with you.
That nigga P. Diddy terrible, cuz.
He worse. Money, and then on top of that, he don't need them no more, because he got their royalties, like... That shit gonna keep playing. He got money off all that shit.
He really
so
making up money off Biggie like a mug.
Hell yeah, I was just playing that nigga the other day.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Man, fuck Puff Daddy. Well, anyway, dog. Yeah, I ain't really like that nigga back in the day anyway. I was a Tupac fan.
That nigga say, you don't want your producer.
All in the videos. Yeah. All on the songs. Coming Death Row.
Man. Period. He didn't lie about that, though. He was very honest. Even though he was an asshole,
Yeah. Hey, that, you know what, though? The thing about that, I think them times was like far as the best times in rap. You know what I'm saying? With like ignorance. Tupac. East versus raw. West.
It was
raw as fuck.
Yeah, but people didn't know DMX was going at Daz and Corrupt.
Yeah, and Nas. Nas and the niggas was beef, Jay-Z, all the niggas.
But no, I'm saying DMX was going at Daz and Corrupt for two albums. You know what I'm saying? The Dog Pound, he was going at them because they was coming up under him and came to do. Remember when Snoop had them crushing the buildings.
New York buildings. It was like, fuck
that
them
was,
niggas.
Yeah, that was a diss to DMX in New York. You know what I'm saying?
Them niggas didn't like that. All them New York niggas didn't like that.
You know about that? No. Yeah. That was a diss
New York, to them. New York something. I've got the song.
That nigga, DMX, killed them niggas. He talked about Foxy Brown. You know what I mean? Because Corrupt was dating Foxy Brown. You know what I'm saying? You whack, whatever. And everybody, what's that song?
You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe, you broke. Yeah, it's stupid.
And everybody know. Yo, man, say you stupid. You be like, so? I love my baby mother. I never let go. Dog, he was killing them, dog. Killing. I'm glad you said I couldn't get it out.
I never knew that song was about them.
Yes.
I was a Biggie nigga. I was a Biggie. Fuck Tupac. I was Biggie.
You was Biggie?
Hell yeah. I was like, fuck that nigga, dog. I was a little, I was a young nigga too. Like, man, fuck that nigga, dog.
Now that the movie came out and it's kind of like, you don't know what really happened as far as that robbery in the elevator.
I don't think Biggie did it.
You don't think Biggie did it?
Nah.
I feel a little bit like I don't think Biggie did it either, but
like, nah.
On the if same
Biggie
tip.
If Biggie didn't do it, I would say that Puffy had it did, but didn't tell Biggie.
Well, I don't want to say this nigga right, name you like, on the air, on? But...
You know the fucked up part about it? It had nothing to do with Tupac or Biggie. It was really Suge and Diddy. And they just used them as pawns to make money.
Basically.
Like, off of
and that's why Tupac was trying to get the fuck out on y'all.
Maybe. Okay. Do y'all know? I don't even say this nigga name, dog.
Say his name is Johnny.
No, I said it because Tupac said it. Haitian Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Who is Haitian
Jack? He on this show right now, too.
Huh?
He on this show, too.
With Hip Hop Undiscovered or Uncovered, Haitian Jack. He a powerful dude. That's all I can say. You know what I'm saying? He ain't here. And that's what, like, I think the Tupac riff came from.
Really?
Yeah. But he said some words against him, and he shouldn't have said no words against him. It's like she said, she watching the show Hip Hop Uncovered. I think it's on FX. And they show who the motherfucking bad guys is. You know what I'm saying? Who got the power behind the rap shit. Mm-hmm. Even like, well, what's her name? Miss Deb?
Yeah.
Flocka Mama?
Oh, yeah. I'd have heard about her.
Her whole family.
Yeah, I'd have heard,
they
about,
heard
that
about her. But what'd you say?
They about that life.
Yeah, they really about that life. You
and
know
she
what I'm
don't
saying?
Roll with nothing but them real niggas. Them real chill niggas.
People. You know what I'm saying?
I heard.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of rappers talk that shit. You know what I'm saying? All
I think
that.
That's why Gucci Mane ain't really too much. Like, Gucci Mane raw.
You
I,
ever notice nobody disrespect her?
Like, nobody really disrespects either one of them. He didn't really get too strong with Walker. He just like.
Because he got that covering.
Yeah, I think he probably would have known.
And like people be thinking like Atlanta just getting money, man. Atlanta been getting
what's that? Big Meech came down to Atlanta to get money.
Nigga, Atlanta be getting money since like damn near early 90s, maybe back in the 80s, Atlanta be getting money.
Especially when the Olympics came.
The type of coverage Deb got, though, she could send them niggas like in some suits. Some bow ties gonna come see you.
Yeah.
It's some scary shit when they involved.
Yeah.
I could tell the RO demeanor.
You go outside, you see them niggas.
I want you to.
Like off of the wire? Like off the wire?
Oh, brother Mazu.
Yeah, Mazu. He said, man, that nigga got more dead bodies in a China funeral, some shit. That nigga.
Yeah, you talking about one on the east side? Yeah, talking about side. Him. Yeah, you don't fuck with brother Mazu.
He'll blow your fucking head off.
Like, yeah, that's crazy though. Like, man, I don't know why them niggas don't be having no money though.
Who, Atlanta niggas?
No,
like, rapper niggas.
Yeah,
like I don't know. I
probably got blackballed.
That's what I'm thinking.
They be talking about, like, if you get a advance, like, never take an advance, like, they give you $1 million, you got to pay that shit back.
I think it's something, the 80-20 deal, something.
It was a 60-30, 360 deal, the 360 deal.
Yeah, that them deals back in the day was fucking people over. And the only person that got around that was Master P with his 80-20. No, he got 80-20. Like, nigga, I'm going to do all the promotion. I'm going to do all this shit. You just
wreck up. He took the most
risk.
Yeah.
He took the most risk for this shit and still flourished up.
But we not going to act like this Illuminati shit ain't real, too.
You believe
most of the niggas that's not in with this shit fell off the surface of the earth and they cold as fuck. Like, you listen to the music that's outright, what?
I'm like, you believe in Illuminati?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
No, I'm just asking.
That shit is real. People be playing dumb to the shit. Like, it's right in our face.
They I believe in it, but I don't believe in it. Face.
I ain't even about to comment on that, but.
I believe in it, but I don't believe in it. But like, but we overuse that shit. We're like, niggas be like, oh, I'm saying we do overuse it. No, every not, nigga that, every nigga that get money, not with the devil. Like, come on now. Like, come on. I don't know. Maybe just me. I don't know. Oh, this person here, he's the devil. All right,
when you get your ass over Hollywood, holler at me.
I ain't going to Hollywood. I'm seeing my black ass across 8 Mile.
Probably not, because I'm going to tell you, don't talk to me, but shit.
Man, like,
I don't know. It's just me.
I'm going to tell you like this. You'll be somewhere, you'll get asked some weird ass questions, and you'll just be sitting there. And then they get the fuck up and walk off.
But I heard about the comedy Illuminati. Like, I heard about that shit. Like, that shit. Multiple motherfuckers who said that shit. Like, you go to them parties, but and you start seeing
did
shit.
Did you hear what DC said? To DC Young Fly, he said that to MTV. He said like I was just talking to him, and then I was like, I ain't wearing no motherfucking dress. And he said he was like a regular ass, like, yeah man, I'm just having a good ass day. I ain't wearing no motherfucking dress, and walked off. That's what DC Fly said. You know what I'm saying? Now he's from Detroit, not DC, but this other guy I'm about to talk about. And he said wearing a dress was the worst thing he could ever done.
Oh, Brandon T. Jackson.
Yeah, Brandon T. Yeah.
Brandon T. Jackson.
When he did Big Mama House.
Yeah. He said that's the worst thing he could ever done. Said,
somebody all told right. him not to do it.
How about this? Let's think about the ones that have not worn the dress and where their careers are right now.
Chappelle is the only nigga I know who's making
Cat
money.
Cat Williams.
Wait, that nigga fucked. That nigga, they.
Even old boy that played Stacey. He ain't put no dress on, but he had the one. He got raped a lot. When he got fucked.
He got raped a lot.
Oh, he said he went through it. You talking about?
He had a breakdown after doing that movie Lockdown.
Yeah,
but
Lockdown.
Did he really get raped? It's just putting yourself in that mental position. Yeah. And then his ass was out. They was naked in them scenes.
But thank God he on my shit right now. Snowfall.
You're crazy as fuck.
You ever seen, man, that nigga was doing Sherm and doing this shit.
Crazy as fuck.
And had a nigga trapped in the other room. Nigga.
Right. Oh,
came out with blood on him like, whoo, play that shit.
It was like he had a gun in his hand.
I'm like, Stacey crazy.
And them niggas sitting down on the couch like, what the fuck?
But the role he got now, on, you know what I'm saying, his daughter got killed. You know what I'm saying? And he think it's something that got to do with him. Because he said something about God and he hung up a dude that he killed, like on some shit just like God. You know what I'm saying? Like Jesus on the cross. So, like, he repenting on that. You know what I'm saying? But his girl, man, Snowfall is good. If y'all ain't watching Snowfall.
I'm not watching the new season. I'm waiting until it's over with. Then I'm going to watch it.
Man.
I like the binge watch.
Too. Yeah, that shit fire, bro.
Oh my God.
I seen on TikTok one nigga was like.
How many seasons is it?
It's four. It's about they just signed on for another fifth season because they
like
got
they
to.
Talking about it seemed like they talking about Freeway Ricky Ross at the beginning. Like, I'm like, that's a little Freeway a little bit.
No,
like
but he ain't and he wasn't in California though.
Yes, he was in Cali. Yeah, that's how he got the.
Oh yeah, you're right. I'm thinking about Preem. My bad. Yeah.
And I'm like, nigga, the CIA, the war on drugs. I'm like, that's Freeway. I like that.
Yeah, it's good. It's that, bro.
That shit fire. It was
Snowfall
like Wire
was like,
mixed with Breaking Bad mixed with the what's that Power?
I've never like, finished Breaking Bad. I want to.
That shit so fire. Oh my
I've
god.
I've never watched it.
That shit
is good.
It almost made me want to learn science and make some meth. Like, I wanted to make some meth so damn
no
bad.
No comment.
I'm like, nigga, let me. I said, why the fuck my teacher never taught me this shit in school?
You have no problem with this. You made math?
Huh?
You better put it on the record.
You made math?
No comment.
Oh, come on. It's nah, a, man, the police look. Ain't listening to us.
Shit. Them motherfuckers listening to everything.
Why, as soon as you just said that,
why you looking at the corner like it's a
straight word, keyword, police ain't listening to us. They all on it. Nah, but look, I mean, it take a little bit of Sudafed, some batteries, and some other stuff. But anyway, yeah, Breaking Bad was good. You know what I'm saying?
I would never try to do that. I was watching this episode of, what's that shit called? Queen of the South or Queen
of the South? Oh, yeah, that shit, yeah. Queen
of the South. I didn't finish Queen of the South. I think I got to the third season.
And they were trying to make meth, and it blew up.
Yeah.
Almost burnt the whole
thing. That shit could kill you. Yeah, that shit blow up. That's with chemicals.
Making meth can kill you. It takes $400 as far as the ingredients and shit like that. But then you can make damn near like 4,000. Especially if some good ass clear shit, unless you get some shards. Shards, you still make like 2,500 off of it.
But what he was making was some, it was blue. Yeah, but it was
blue.
It
like
was
season 7, the last season that they were shooting, I was in New Mexico for that. I did a New Mexico and Albuquerque. I did a Dick's Sporting Goods in Albuquerque. And I went to the Rusty Bucket. It was a club out there. It was weird as fuck. I was the only black dude in that motherfucker. That's when I first started getting on POF, but that's a whole different story.
I can tell you about POF stories. Oh, my God.
POF is crazy. But they got a live now. Yeah, they have a live now.
Really?
Yeah. Delete the app.
I don't have the app no more, but.
I have it, dog. Listen, they had this shit. Okay, I'm sorry to get off subject again, but look. Man, POF has, like, you can get on live, right? And they have this shit called Date Me. So people be on dates, like live video call dates. You can see them talking. So I get on there and I blaze motherfuckers and be on a date. People be getting mad. This my nigga wanted to shoot me. I forgot his name, dog. He started following me too. Like, I'm going to shoot you.
You need
a screen
record that shit.
Huh?
You need a screen record that shit.
You know what? Thank you for that idea.
You're welcome.
My POF experience was terrible.
You need to make me a manager when you go on the road. I got the ideas, man.
Yeah, okay. This shit, we need to. We need to work. I got a show next week. And I got tickets in my van right now.
How was the show last night?
It was great. They cut me off early, but it was great. It was great. It was more of a learning experience as far as Michigan comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be out of town. I do other shit. So being here, it was a learning experience because there was a lot of Detroit comics there. You know what I'm saying? So I learned and I had a good time. They cut me off. Well, the dude, one man, Shorty Mac, he was like, I think his name is Shorty Mac. He was like, shit, they shine that light. Keep going until you feel like you finished. I was like, oh, I ain't know. Because I seen the light and I just cut off. You know what I'm saying? I was going into a whole nother joke. And meanwhile, she showed the light. So I'm like, damn. But I had fun. It was good. And I got fucked up and ate chicken. Still got some in my van from last night. Anybody want some chicken? You want some chicken?
No, I'm good. It's a day old. I'm trying.
Yeah. I'm going to eat
it. And it wasn't refrigerated?
Nope. It wasn't refrigerated, but it was cooked already.
Where I'm going to be at? Made of 14.
My stomach's always fucked up. It's all right. As long as you got toilet paper, I'm good.
Yeah, May the 14th, I'll be at, where's that place called? McNee Rock?
I think I got McNee. A spot we can just go for open mic and just fuck around, bro.
Yeah, White Castle, Castle Comedy.
Where is that at?
In Royal Oak.
Okay, then I'll go there with your Castle Comedy.
Yeah. Call them and they
I can do my cheesy potatoes joke there then.
Yeah, it's a white crowd too.
Yeah, they white. You know what? I'm sorry.
Like that's how I'm like.
All right, what time? How much time we got?
We got a little time. Like my thing is, I don't want to perform in front of black people yet. I want to do my jokes in front of white people, and then because niggas is scary to me. Niggas is scary to me.
Oh no, but black folks they go laugh, but they go laugh a little bit. They be like, ha ha.
Nigga, not funny like that.
That's how black folks laugh. Yeah.
All right, next joke, nigga.
Right.
Next joke, nigga.
He looking at you, you know what I'm like, saying? Damn, come on, goddamn it. I spent $25 for this shit, goddamn. I could have got an eighth. You know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers be like, ready for you, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
so,
damn.
So, like I said, I learned a lot. You just got to have that shit back to back, back to back. And I got my shit on tape. My boy recorded it. You know what I'm saying? It was good.
That's good.
It was good.
But yeah, I'm going to be in Pittsburgh on the May the 14th.
Pittsburgh?
Uncle. Yeah, with my uncle.
Doing comedy?
Yeah.
We should all make that a trip.
Let's go. That's May the 14th, Friday and Saturday.
I thought we was going to New Orleans.
Oh, I can't go.
Oh, it didn't work.
I got kids. Hell no, that shit didn't work. Hey, nigga, fuck out of here. We going to Pittsburgh. Hell no, I ain't going to Pittsburgh.
Hell then, y'all still want to go.
I put me, you, and Carrie in the text group.
Yeah. I don't want to see. I'm going to get jealous.
I can put y'all two in a room, and I get my own room.
Fuck y'all. Hope y'all trip.
No, I just got a little. I got a little time show on St. Charles.
Oh, work.
Yep.
Say less.
You know what I'm saying? That's right around the corner from Bourbon. You can take a trolley to Bourbon Street. I did it because
I
was.
I just
want
to go to eat. I told y'all that already.
Oh, eat.
I want a swamp ride.
A ride,
the little thing you get on with the big ass fin.
Oh, you want to be out there with the gators?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I ain't doing that.
Hey,
what up, man? No, I'm.
You already took a chance with the booty cheek girl. You can fuck with some gators. You took that smell.
Hell no. Nah. I'd rather take the smell over the gator.
Wait a minute. Like, you know what? Look. When I tell a story, that's me. You can't just be putting my business out there. You already took a chance with the booty cheek girl.
You took the chance with the booty cheek girl, right?
Yeah, but then, hold on. Okay, now, see.
You put the story out there. It's like.
We had an agreement.
No sex?
It's the last couple of minutes.
All right, then back to your question. Now, what'd you say about the booty hole?
Wait.
How you look at the booty hole?
You still was thinking about that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I was waiting too. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What'd you say about the booty hole?
So, we all get girls from the back. Do y'all look at their booty hole?
No, yeah. I don't. He do. I don't.
I'm disgusting.
Why are you looking at the booty hole?
If you see, I got nails, so I don't even put my thumb in there.
Because
I don't want no shit in my
nails.
Nails
and everything.
How you gonna feel about it?
I'm feeling what you mean.
If that happened, you.
If I get some shit in my nail, instant noodle. I can never eat a chicken wing again. Take the whole thumb, bitch. Cut it. No. I can't. Nah. I don't even look at it. If I see it on accident, I try to, nope, it try to wink at me. I don't look. Because some like light skinned girls, they booty be dark in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that?
I thought it was going to be light.
Why your booty dark in the middle? Like,
It's a whole new world.
See, just that aura. What I say?
Two for two.
What I say? When I feel that aura.
I'm not freaky.
Yeah,
that's right.
You can't mean
embrace it.
How I come here with freaky vibes?
I just felt it.
How she struggling is right. How?
She came in.
Go ahead, sir.
He's so
funny.
I'm mad.
I'm like, Alex. Oh, that's my, okay, Alex, that's my homegirl. Bring her in. Yeah.
Why did that come in like that?
What up, though? Right,
I'm like, what? Who is that? She freaky.
She's like, hold on. I go both ways. I'm like, what?
Yeah, she said that too. I go, I like either or.
Blessings.
Hey, lady.
Blessings.
She freaky.
Okay, before we go, why we can't?
What's the email you said you got?
Oh shit! I forgot all about that returning email.
Come on, we got time too.
So I debunked it and decoded it, and pretty much he was like, a girl was looking out for him when he was on his lows. You know, she helped him out, whatever. So when she got on her lows, he helped her out with a car because, you know, her car was bullshit. She had an 07 Saturn. So it was bullshit. It broke down, whatever. So she.
Oh, that's the old one. You said you had a new one.
Oh, about the church?
I am not.
Oh, about the church.
Yeah, we talked about that nigga, the other dumb motherfucker. We talked about him last week. No, I'm talking about the new shit that you got.
The church. Yeah, he was like, when I talked about earlier, he was like, how come black people can build mega churches but not mega banks and mega schools?
Because the government run those.
Some basically, like I said, you got LeBron and you got other people that have schools, and you have some people, some black people, I think in New York, whatever, that has banks, you know what I'm saying? Right. But it's somebody white behind that.
Always.
You know what I'm saying?
So
they're not going to give a nigga the total control or some shit.
I'm happy y'all said that. So is the church the reason why the black community is going down? Because the church takes?
No.
Okay, Keith, yeah.
Is the church the reason
the black community stays down? Because the church takes it, don't give out. Mm. Like, for example, if you put a bank in the middle of a black community, the bank will got to loan money to the community. So if the bank is in the community and I live in the community, I say, hey, I need a loan, the bank give me the loan, I build up, make my house more, you know, build up my house, whatever, build up my land.
I don't know about other churches, but the church that I belong to New Mount Moriah, we do give out. You know what I'm saying? We do give out. We, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It may be like, you know, I'm finna take some heat for this.
I'm not even real religious. I'm very spiritual. Because I feel like I'd rather put my fate in the hands of myself and then rather than follow someone I'm not even connecting with. Like, you know, when I took my own journey spiritually and got to know God myself, it spoke to me in ways that a preacher never had.
When you I used to be sitting in church.
How do you
not Janae feel? Go ahead.
Let me ask you this question on some deeper shit, because I never heard someone say that. But how do you find God on your own?
Well, one.
Do you read the Word?
What you mean by God, though?
She says spiritually.
No, I'm saying what you mean by God, because you know I say God, I'm talking about the universe.
It's the same thing.
But I know, but some people will say like, oh God, you talking about Jesus.
So you say God as in Jesus and the universe is the same? Mm-hmm. You're different. I might need to smoke a blunt with you.
See, because I don't think, like, I think of the universe and Jesus totally different. I think of Jesus as like a Naruto character or a fairy tale character.
In 2019, like, I had to get broken down to be built up. And I think God made me go alone to let me know that, like, I'm what you need, not the people around you. Stay focused on why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just learned a lot about myself. Like, I know I'm a healer. That's why I attract toxic people. Yeah, and I'm a light worker, too.
I'm toxic.
I'm very good. I could probably tell you a lot about yourself.
I'm toxic.
Without you telling me. I'm very good at shit like that.
That's gonna spook me out.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to smoke
it
a blunt with
her? Maybe turn me on at the same time.
Now, you want to smoke a blunt with it all?
Am I lying, though?
Right. Y'all, this nigga funny.
That's what I mean. Like, when I was sitting in the church, because I was raised up in a church.
Yeah.
I never connected with God. And now, as an adult, like, I understand, like, everything has a purpose. His will be done. And he said he'll never leave you or forsake you. So whatever you're going through and it feels like it's impossible to get through, you're going through it for a reason. It's building you and it's molding you for what he put you here for. He never said it was going to be easy. He said he won't leave you. So that's what a lot of people don't understand.
That's what's up.
But I have a different journey than her. Like, I was raised in the church as well. Then I came to a clue. I'm like, oh, this is all horse shit. I was real like, this is horse shit. Like, so you telling me God told you this, like, oh, God told me to do this, do that, do that. No, motherfucker, you told yourself to do that. And I feel like it's taking away responsibility from the person. Like, oh, I didn't do this. The devil made me do it, or I did it because it was God's will. No, motherfucker, you did this shit because you wanted to do it.
That's how they like to put it in that
term. But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't believe, it don't.
God is your God. He's the God that is made for you.
But I'm talking about religious-wise. Because yeah. I was raised in an apostolic church.
Have you ever meditated?
Yes. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, that would made me come to the conclusion. Like, I believe in the universe. You know, that's just me. Like, I believe all is one.
I don't know. With me, like, I don't believe
in no other life, no afterlife, nothing. I'm like, when you're done, you're done.
Always been taught to go to
church. Then how do you believe, hold on, how do you believe in the universe if you believe after you die, you're done?
You're done. Like, my legacy is my children. Like, I'm recreating in my children.
Everything is infinite. You're not done.
Your time
on this earth is done.
Yeah, my energy can't be lost nor destroyed. That's one of the laws.
Your conscience ain't going nowhere either.
My children. That's all in my children. But other than that, like, I don't believe you're going to go into no afterlife, walk some street.
Somebody told you to speak, Crump. You've been hitting.
That's just me. I don't believe in it. I don't believe we're going to go to heaven and we're going to be chilling. And
you know what? I don't know. I believe what I've been.
All right. So listen, in life,
I believe what I've been kind of taught. And it's like, go to church, believe in God and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
And that's how I was at first until I started asking questions.
But then
don't question God.
You've been shot.
Me?
You've been stabbed.
Shot at.
I've been shot at plenty of times. Guns put on me a lot. But I'm talking about like shot, stabbed.
Stabbed, yes.
Bit by a car accident.
Yes.
Fired.
You said fired.
Yeah. Like fire.
From your job.
Fucking fire.
Oh, fired? No. No.
All right here. Been through all that. Like, when I got shot, it went straight through. It could have hit all. I don't know. They didn't know where the bullet went. You know what I'm saying? It went through me, and it didn't hit nothing right here because I was trying to be, like, on some superhero shit. Take the motherfucker. Nigga shot. Pop, ain't dead. Anyway. But yeah. But.
Put up the car.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still here. So, and so many times I've questioned God on why I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? But then, like, that was before I got my job with traveling. And then, like, shit, man, I've been everywhere. I flew from Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon in the same week. You know what I'm saying? That's coast to coast. I've been everywhere, fucking 44 states. So I'm like, damn, maybe you wanted to show me a whole bunch of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you wanted me to grow. And every place that I was at, I've had a moment of clarity where I thank God for what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? It's just weird. Like,
or maybe he sent you to the states to touch people. Maybe.
Yeah,
just
that's.
That moment, too. That everybody got to know that they're here for a mission. And it ain't always to work in your favor, either. It's to work in his favor. And a lot of people don't understand that. Like, everything is a distraction with the social media and everyday life stuff, going to work and stuff. You are here for a purpose. You leave this earth without your purpose, you're coming back.
So when
that's
you
and I know my purpose already. So I already figured my purpose.
And what you just said, like, you're a healer. You know what I'm saying? You attract toxic people and shit like that so you can make sure they straight. And it'd be weird, like, I meet some women that ain't never been fucking nowhere, ain't been across the street. You know what I'm saying? And I like to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, shit.
Listen, every one of my exes will tell you that I changed their life.
Their what?
That I changed their life. And it's not so much about what you, financially can do for somebody, because I did that too, sitting in my role. But it's what you can give somebody spiritually. I seen where they were broken and I helped heal them.
Mm-hmm.
But it don't always work in my favor. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I thought I was there to be with that person, but God sent me to heal them. You get what I'm saying? You got to know when is a season, and everything is for a reason.
Like, I make a lot of people laugh, and I bring a lot of, like, you know what I'm saying, insight on their life and shit like that. But, like, but yeah, see, that's fucked up, though, what you just said. You just there to heal them, and they're not for you. So that makes me be like, I don't want to share my shit with you.
Yeah, and now I was just about to get into that. When you learn that you are a healer, you have to learn boundaries. You're not meant to heal everybody.
Say it.
Because then, when you doing all this healing and putting your energy into helping someone build themselves up, you lose yourself. That's one.
Mm.
You have no energy for yourself. And then we come into this place called depression. It's not depression. You lost focus.
I definitely agree with that shit. That's real shit.
Hey,
that's real shit.
You make me roll up.
No.
Episode we didn't have.
Like on some real shit. Like when I told you about my my first divorce. My first divorce. Like when I tell you, like I try to off myself. Like,
what?
Hell yeah, I talk. That's in one of my comedy jokes. Yeah. When I try to kill myself. When I was so fat that I was trying to drown myself, but I couldn't because the water was hitting my stomach and jumping out the tub.
Oh, yeah, you talked about that. Yeah.
And then I tried to hang myself.
You please tell that joke. Would
and
you
I tried to hang myself, but the thing was like, snap. So I jumped off my balcony, and then I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I jumped off the balcony, then landed on my feet, and was like, you know what? Death ain't meant for me.
That's like these niggas that try to kill themselves and end up with a jammed neck.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I'm not. And then that made me more mad. Like, damn, I'm not even good enough to kill myself. Fuck it, I'm gonna just play Xbox. And then went upstairs, and you know,
that was God.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck it was, but I'm like, fuck it.
It ain't your time, motherfucker. And that's the conclusion I came up with.
It's not your life to take.
True.
I was like, fuck it. It ain't for me. I can't. I
did wonder that though. When people commit suicide, where did they go? I did wonder that.
Yeah, that
was a thing because it's not your life to take. So those who have harm themselves, I just had always wondered, like, where do God take them?
Hey, one more thing, real quick.
What about people
before we sign off? I want to say something since we got on the whole spiritual thing. I think people with anxiety, depression, schizophrenic, bipolar, and all that shit. I think that is the work of the devil. When you have no faith.
Really?
I wish we had that.
Damn.
Anxiety, depression.
Depression.
Yes, those are all in your head.
Yes, when you have
no faith. Say it again.
That's all in your head.
That shit is.
And man. When your mind is your biggest demon, your thoughts are not your thoughts. Man,
you said some real shit so much. They trying to reconnect me. They even cut me off.
No, they took me off.
Facebook
they
cut me off. Like,
I'm like, fuck you. That's an exit.
Wait a minute. We come to Sunday because I want to finish this. Write this down because I swear, okay. I say that shit every day.
Anxiety, depression.
That shit is
schizophrenic.
Schizophrenic
is all in your head.
Faith. You have no faith in nothing. You're stuck on depression and anxiety. Is worried about not in the present.
Look at these kids.
So soldiers have depression. Like, so you would think that's the work of the devil?
They have no remorse. Yes. They have no faith. They have no follow. We all grew up in churches and
Coop,
you somewhat about our own faith. Mm-hmm. These kids have no faith.
They here?
We gonna cut off on that part.
Yeah, man, but we start getting deep on this one.
We gonna cut off on that part.
And that's what the shit I want to talk about.
Yeah, because I can go off for a soldier. Like, that's why I got shut up.
Yeah, we definitely need to.
Hey, thanks for tuning in, guys.
Talk. Hey, yeah, motherfuckers.
Write that shit down, please.
2:22 on the clock.
Siobhan.